Hi, Barbara. Thank you so much. How are you?
I called is not only I'm glad you talk so extensively on insomnia because I have that, but what another problem I have is the circulation in my hands. My hands are cold, and I can even see where their coloration is pale. So I was wondering how I could pep up my circulation without running a track around a few times.
So you're saying, just to clarify, so specifically it's both hands.
Uh-huh.
And they're both appearing pale.
Yes.
Okay. And it's not just your...
And they're cold, too.
And they're cold. Okay. Do they get worse in cold weather?
I don't know. It seems like here lately they've gotten more pale.
Okay. Well, a couple of things I would think about. One would be a form of niacin. So niacin, as we know, causes flushing, and part of the reason for that is because it dilates the blood vessels and helps to get blood flow to the periphery. There is another form of niacin, though, that doesn't cause such severe flushing and is actually called a no-flush niacin. It's called inositol hexanicotinate, but you can more easily find it by seeing products that are called no-flush niacin. And those has been shown to be helpful for getting blood flow to the periphery. And
yeah, I've been using magnesium supplement, and I haven't noticed any change in that. And I've also been taking the niacinamide also, and I haven't noticed any improvement either with that.
Okay. Well, the niacinamide is different, and that one doesn't help in the same way that this inositol hexanicotinate does, the no-flush niacin. The dosage on that, if it's something you wanted to pursue, is about 1,500 milligrams twice a day.
Wow.
And it can, though, cause a little bit of niacin itself can cause nausea and irritate the liver. This form has very, very little risk of doing that. And very little risk of the flushing, hence its no flushing name. But just be cautious. If you do notice any little bit of nausea, I would back off on the dosing of that.
Yeah. Does it come in any mouth dissolving supplement that way?
It does. That's a good question. I just know of it in a capsule or tablet form. I don't know of it in another form.
Yeah.
The other thing that I would think of is ginkgo.
I've been using that, and it hasn't seemed to make any difference.
And dosage-wise, about 120 milligrams a day. I don't know if that's the dosage that you're using, but just make sure to check that. The other thing with ginkgo is to make sure it has the active component in it. It has to have the ginkgo heterosides, and...
Oh.
The amount that should be in it is 24% ginkgo heterosides.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what about any of the ginsengs?
I don't know of those being helpful for circulation.
Mm-hmm.
I would say they're helpful for other things, but not for circulation.
Yeah.
I'm also looking for any food sensitivities and eliminating food sensitivities. I also have people often take fish oil or omega-3 oil along with vitamin E.
I do take those.
Okay. And then
I take a whole fistful of supplements.
And then too, I'll always want to make sure that the person has. Well, I don't know if I said this already, has been tested for thyroid and make sure that their thyroid is optimal. And lastly, there's also a study on evening primrose oil that can be helpful for getting circulation to your hands.
Oh.
And so you can use evening primrose oil in conjunction with fish oil as well.
Okay, and it's in an oil form, right?
It is. You can get it in a liquid or in a capsule form, just like fish oil.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I'll give that a try. I really like you guys' help on the radio here. It really is.
Yeah, thank you
very
much.
You know, especially when the weather's bad and you can sit down and take notes and listen to everything you say, you know.
Well, we appreciate you your support and appreciate you listening. Thank you so much.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Have a good one.
You too. You have a great time too.